Sheila Ekman is our guest in Auburn Opelika this morning. She is a candidate for Lake County Commission District 1 in the upcoming Republican primary. That will be March 13th. We'll have coverage right here on WANI from the Lake County Courthouse Annex that evening. Sheila, as you look at this and your decision to run for County Commission 10 years on the Auburn City Council, what was the number one issue? What was the one, if there was one thing, that spurred you to move from the city government to look at the Lake County Commission?
It would be, I think, my perception, and I have had this confirmed to me by others who watch the commission, others whose opinions I value. It would be the perception that just so much more could be done that's not being done, that's not going to position the county for what I think is to come, and I don't think I'm alone in that. I just think when the economy comes back, there is going to be a lot happening in East Central Alabama and particularly in Lee County.
All right. Can you give us an example? I mean, what do you foresee with regard to the growth or the future, I guess is a better way to put it, for Lee County?
This is going to sound funny to some who have followed me on City Council, but I think economic development needs to be beefed up in the county. And they do very little in that arena right now. They do support Auburn and Opelika sometimes with help with the project, send their equipment out there, do the groundwork or whatever. But
right. The
county schools are supported by the sales taxes. And the county is not proactive about seeking economic development.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe that's probably the number one thing.
Okay. You brought up in the last segment the issue of volunteer firefighters, and that is, I mean, these folks do a great service.
Oh, yeah.
And yet they're constantly underfunded. I don't think there's any question about that, and the county has tried to seek a tax to help raise money for that. Folks have said, no, we don't want to do that. Do you have an answer with regard?
I was shocked at that.
Yeah.
I was shocked that I think they just pay $25 a year it is now.
Yeah, I think it's perceived to be very, very little. But is there an answer for that in your mind right now?
I think the answer would be, if it comes up again, to get it on the ballot again and to be proactive about promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little cabin in North Georgia, and the last time I was there, the neighbor's cabin burned. It was the volunteer firemen that were there
and
saved the house,
right. You
know. And when you're out there in the county, I grew up in the county,
mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have that institutionalized protection. You know, I know some of the firefighters at Lochipoke at the Southwest. One, I took a ride in one of their trucks. That was
right.
A lot of fun. But those guys are so dedicated, and it is totally volunteer. And I just think they do need more support. I don't know to what degree the county commissioners got out and promoted that, but that's something I'd surely be willing to do.
If elected on March 13th to take over in Lee County Commission District 1, it's a different makeup on the county commission than it is. I mean, there are fewer members.
Right.
And it would be something that would be a little bit, it would be a great deal different for you moving from the city council to the county commission. Have you given that much thought?
Yes, and interesting, too, I think. I think it'll be interesting. For those that don't know, there are five commissioners, and the probate judge is there also, but he runs the meeting. He only votes if it's a tie.
Right.
So it's a totally different way of looking at things, but I look forward to it.
Right.
I think it'll be fun.
Right.
I'll learn something new.
All right. You know the final question I'm about to ask you. If someone comes up in the next few days, as we get ready for this March 13th primary, and says, all right, Sheila, I know you're running, and I know you work with the city council. Why should I vote for you on March 13th?
First, let me say, when you go to vote for me, go to the very end of the ballot, because that's where my name is. It's the last thing on the ballot.
Okay.
I would say if you're a Democrat, vote for me anyway, because all the Democrats are voting for are delegates to the National Convention. And my little district is a tiny part of the whole third district that they're voting for. So you could maybe give up your vote this time and vote for me. I think the reason to vote for me is I am known for responsiveness to my constituents. I work very hard at that, and I think I am known for doing the work. I'll do what it takes.
All right. Thank you. We wish you all the best on March 13th.
Thank you, Andy.
Sheila Ekman running for Lake County Commission District 1 on the March 13th ballot, Republican ballot, on Auburn Opelika this morning.